This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Sell time, Michael. Are you ready? Are you ready for buy or sell?
No.
What?
Not ready.
Let me know when you're ready.
Give me a second.
What? It's radio. You can't just mumble.
Give me a second. I'm still waiting.
Okay.
Right now I'm ready.
Okay, buy or sell, J.K. Dobbins is going to play on Sunday.
From all the stuff, I'm getting that he's not going to play. But I'm gonna sell.
Yeah, I'm
selling. Gonna be optimistic.
Oh wait, no, I'm buying that he's not gonna play.
I'm selling. I'm thinking he's gonna play because I'm being optimistic.
How about Marvin Mims Jr.?
I'm gonna buy that he plays.
Man, you could sure use these guys. You could sure use Patrick Surtain too, but. Yeah, it's going to be a rough situation. Buy or sell, Bo Nix has his best game of the year.
That's a decent defense, but I'm going to
his best game of the year, by the way, so far has been against the Cincinnati Bengals. 326 yards, 2 touchdowns and an interception. Wasn't sacked once against a terrible Bengals defense though. So we can almost scratch that out. His next best game was against the Cowboys. 247 yards, 4 touchdowns, an interception. We can almost scratch that out. 2 bad defenses, Mike. That's not what the Kansas City Chiefs are.
Kansas City Chiefs, they got a defense. They
got a good defense. One. They got a good one. They're 6th overall, 7th against the pass, 12th against the rush, 4th overall in scoring.
I'm going to sell that he has a good game, that he has his best game.
You're selling that this will not be his best game. He's going to need to have. He can't go 16 of 28 for 150 yards and two picks. He hasn't had a game where, outside of those, he's had a couple games where he threw for more than 2 touchdowns. At some point. We got to start answering questions, Mike. We're at the point in his career, I know it's early, but we're at the point in his career where J.K. Dobbins is out, you're going with a rookie running back, a run by committee kind of thing. At some point, we have to start saying, we can win games on the back of Bo Nix. If he's your franchise quarterback, that's what a franchise quarterback is. You can't win consistently in this league if you don't have a franchise quarterback. And it felt like for the first time in a very, very long time, the Broncos had that guy. And my poll question today, I'm asking, are you doubting Bo Nix and his franchise quarterback status for the Broncos? He can't just be this guy for the next 4 years. You can't bank on having the best defense in the league, Mike, every year. Guys are going to come up for contract extensions. You can't pay them all. Guys are going to get hurt. They avoided that a lot last year. But you can't pay everybody on a yearly basis. You can't. I mean, sure, the Broncos defense could be good next year too, but you can't bank on them being a top-tier defense. Because last year they were top-tier until that last month. Sooner or later, it always comes back to the quarterback. There's going to be years where your defense carries you for a bit. There's going to be years where you just have a superior run game. Why do you think Daniel Jones is having a resurgence, man? Look what Jonathan Taylor Thomas. I almost do it every time. Look what Jonathan Taylor does. there's going to be times where it's your run game that really carries you. But it always comes back, if you want to be a consistent winner and you want to be in the playoffs consistently, it's going to be about your quarterback. And I think this is a game it would sure be nice to see all the things Sean Payton talked about at the start of the season and in the offseason. It'd be nice to start seeing that Bo Nix appear. He was asked about drowning out the noise. Troy Rank asked a question, you know, like, hey, how do you put all the noise out? You dealt with it at Auburn when you went to Oregon. And Bo said, hey, I delete my Twitter. I don't have social media. It's probably a good thing. But the criticism, it's, you know, sometimes people are too critical at times. And if you were critical about Bo Nix this time last year, you were silly. Because he was a rookie. Your expectations shouldn't have been anything. He went over the top of those expectations. But now I think he set us up to think, you know, hey, the Broncos have their guy. And we all want it to be him. He's a great leader. I love his attitude. I love how he goes and walks around the stadium and talks to fans all the time. I mean, he fits the part perfectly of a franchise quarterback. But we're far enough into this now, Mike, aren't we? When do you, in your brain, when do you start saying, okay, he's no longer a young quarterback anymore? Is that after this year? So you're still willing to take the lumps this year, but then next year, if this is the same, like this stat line is the same next year, then do you start thinking, yeah, maybe they don't have their guy?
I mean, year three, technically you're young, but if you've been starting every game for 2 years, you're kind of not that young. You've played two full seasons. You get into year three. There's no excuse. There's no, well, he's youthful. You've been dealing with top-tier NFL players for 32 games at least. There's no excuse. You're not a, quote, young player anymore. You're a veteran.
Well, because next year's going to be like, you know, not contract year, but close to it. You know, he's got the 4-year rookie deal. Next year would be pretty significant for him. And maybe even if he turns it around. Well, I say turns it around, like they're 8-2. But it hasn't really been because of him. HVAC guy texting in, poll question. I am a sports ball nobody, but all I see from Nix is miracles or nothing. Is that a question? Because you're right. I don't know if it's a question, but you're right. We see late game heroics, and I like that because that is the markings of a franchise quarterback. You have that clutch gene, and we've seen that from him. They've been in a lot of fourth quarter games. And that game against Philadelphia, what he did in the fourth quarter was big. The Jets, whatever. Then obviously that Giants game is going to go down in history. Like, no matter what happens this season, that is going to be a highlight for the Denver Broncos and scoring 33. And you don't do that without Bo Nix. Doesn't happen. Had to have a lot of things go your way in a game like that. But without Bo doing what he did, zero chance that happens, Mike. And then to follow that up with, you know, four touchdowns the next week against Dallas was significant. Things were looking really high for Denver after the Dallas win. Then it's Houston. Okay, if C.J. Stroud's in that game, 18-15 feels a lot different than C.J. Stroud because he goes out early in that game and it's Mills. But that's a really good defense that you scored 18. It's not amazing, but Houston's a really good D. And then the Raiders just, I don't know. I'm willing to kind of say that was a, you know, you have your Houston game, it's a trap game, the next game is Kansas City, it's Thursday. I'm willing to kind of look at that one and say, you won. Same with the Jets. I wasn't very critical of the Jets game. I didn't get on here and rip them apart for barely beating the Jets 13-11. We all know what happens in those games. A lot of times those are just junk games, man. And then you see, like, you see what happened Monday between the Eagles and the Packers. Their offenses were just, they couldn't do anything. The Bills didn't do anything against the Dolphins. there are teams that just put junk out there once in a while, and the Broncos are no exception. They have put junk out there. But the beautiful part is they're winning. Is that because of the schedule? Now it's about to get real, I believe, for Denver, because they've got to find a way to at least make this a game against Kansas City. If this is a blowout by any stretch, Mike, get ready. Because the talk for 2 weeks now is going to be the Broncos got found out. They're not as good as that 8-2 record suggested. They took advantage of a weak schedule, found a way to beat teams that are not going to be in the playoffs, but the Chiefs brought them down to earth. You want to live with that for 2 weeks? That's going to be rough. First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. I am shocked. Again, I'm shocked that the Chiefs are 3.5-point favorites, but Andy Reid after the bye, that's another thing that factors into this. I think that's a big point, because you look at Andy Reid and what he's able to do when he has time to really focus on an opponent. He's pretty good. I can't remember what I said his record was, but it's like 4 or 5 losses after the bye between his time with the Eagles and the Chiefs. The guy is great. He's one of the GOATs. He's on Mount Rushmore. There's no question about it. Andy Reid's one of the best coaches to ever do it. But can the Broncos finally get over that, not Sean Payton's hump, but that hump, where the Chiefs have controlled this division for such a long time? If you know, the Chargers are rooting for Denver this weekend. Well, maybe not. They want it to be tight. But I think both teams are tired of the Chiefs running this division. I don't know if the Chargers are going, well, if it's not the Chiefs, then it might as well be the Broncos. I don't know that. But do we sense a changing of the guard right now? Yeah, we're on the cusp of it, but the Broncos have to go out and take it. They go out and rip it apart this weekend, and they go up 9. They go 9-2. Kansas City probably still gets into the playoffs, but they're not winning the division if they lose this game. Because the Broncos then have the Commanders and the Raiders. That should get them to their 11 right there. Then all you have to do is, I mean, at that point, if you beat the Chiefs, Mike, we are realistically talking on Monday about the Broncos being the number one seed. They will be. They will be for the week. And then obviously you're going to look back and go, man, that Colts game. If it wasn't for that Colts game. That's how big this game is. This is a swing game for the Denver Broncos.
And that Chargers game. Should have won both. Should have won both.
Yeah, you should have. But you could have very well easily lost a lot of these games too, Mike. Dixon says, I want to hate Bo, but he's going to be fine. It hasn't been pretty, but who has been pretty this year in the NFL? Bo taking a little too much heat. I think it's Sean Payton first. Bo hasn't connected on a lot of those throws, though, that would have extended drives. And you would think you'd have more chances to see the run game. This defense would have even better numbers because they're not on the field as much. But I do tend to say it's Sean Payton. Sean Payton is not helping Bo Nix progress the way I thought he would. And as simple as that sounds, it just goes to running the football better, having a better plan. Yes, J.K. Dobbins had 18 carries. That was one of his highest total of carries this season. But it was clunky the way they did it.
God dang it, run the dang ball!
He ran the ball 3 times in a row on the first possession against the Raiders. Then you didn't see him until the second quarter. Like, I'm talking mid-second quarter. You didn't see. Look at this. In 5 possessions for the Broncos in that Raiders game, he had 3 carries. That doesn't math. Doesn't work. He didn't start getting the ball again until, 4 possessions. In that 5th possession, he got the 13-yard run. And then you were actually moving down the field, so it was a 5th possession. But still, how are you going any amount of possessions, unless it's a quick 3-and-out, which happened in the 2nd possession for Denver against the Raiders? You have to be more spread out and balanced with how and when you're choosing to run your best running back. And you could look at this Raiders game and copy and paste it. And that's what we've seen from the Broncos all year. And it's frustrating. I don't know how you get it in his brain to consistently run the ball. J.K. Dobbins has not had a game this year. He's had one game with 20 carries. He has not had a game this year with over 20. He's averaging right around 14, 15 carries a game. And I get some of that. Like, you were worried he was going to get hurt. But then we didn't see R.J. Harvey on the other side, and that was frustrating, too. All right, 20 minutes after the hour, Mike. We got Patriots. We got Jets. The Jets are a big dog in this game. Do they pull off the upset? Can they cover? Or do the Patriots roll in this game? Vrabel and Drake May look like just absolutely world beaters at this stage. Is anybody going to slow down the New England Patriots? Texter from the 970, nickname TNT. I like it. I second Dixon's comment. Oh, you can go, Mike. We are worrying too much about a guy who has been better than the last 13 guys prior to. Correct, but is that what we want? You're just better than those guys? Or do you want more? I want more from Bo Nix. And you want more from Mr. Thursday Night. We're going to give it to you. We'll be right back.
Complete rundown of all things high school football playoffs. Listen to the postseason special presented by Clearwater Products, a Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
Hey, it's Andrew Bogish from CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
Well, he's Mr. Thursday Night. Brady tries with all his might to pick a winner. The Pats are in first place, and the Jets are a disgrace, but will they cover? Tell us, Brady. Whoa, 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 tell us, Brady. Talking about our little Brady. And that Brady is home. Victory is on the way. Will the Jets show up to play or hit the highway? We all wish he'd pick the rest, but the heart that's in my chest knows picks are Friday. Now here's Brady. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Now here's Brady. Mr. Thursday Night, we're talking Brady. And the Brady is a hole.
Oh, wow. That was Big Hub says, favorite song so far. Brian Gary, ladies and gentlemen. Well done. Susan and Cheryl are, you know, just they're going crazy right now. They're absolutely going crazy. Well done, Brian Gary. That was so good. Yeah, Go Poke said these are great. But
good job, Brian.
Good job, Brian. Seriously, these are so entertaining. The Hooligans love them. They're fantastic. We got to start getting dubs here, Mike. We got to start getting dubs.
To live up to these
yes.
productions that Brian's putting together.
I'm trying, okay? Where would you go tonight? Patriots are now minus 13.5 according to, well, now it's ESPN, now it's DraftKings, I guess. Where would you go?
I'd go with the Broncos.
This is why I'm struggling. Because it's all you get. You're obsessed. The Broncos. It's creepy. Have they filed a restraining order against you yet? When will they do that? Because it's like every word out of your mouth is Broncos.
They have tried to hire me.
Okay, we're not talking Broncos. No, they have a poster of you up in the stadium. It says, have you seen this guy? He's not allowed here.
No, that's not
He's
true.
Too strange for us. I'm not talking about the Broncos. Do the Broncos play tonight, Mr. Broncos fan? You're a diehard Broncos fan. You don't even know they don't play
Patriots
tonight.
It's the Patriots and the Jets.
Yeah, it's Patriots and the Jets. The Patriots are 13.5-point favorites, which means they are expected to win by 14 points. What do you think, Mike?
I think
Where would you go?
The Patriots win by 14.5 points.
Okay, you like the Patriots to cover then.
Yeah, I like the Patriots to cover by 14.5 points.
Yeah, John Fort Fun says, Brian Gary has got it all over Tom Jones. Dude, let's just talk about the singing ability. That was like, Brian's been having fun with these. That was good. Like, really good.
Yeah, eat your heart out, Tom Jones.
Yeah, Tom Jones.
Looks like Brian's going to have the Vegas residency.
Big Up says, this music, while you guys go back and forth, is hilarious. The Lord of the Rings. It's from Lord of the Rings. Eastside Chris, that was awesome. Go, Brian, smash. More people are chiming in on Brian singing now. Have we officially, has the song now officially become more popular than the actual Thursday Night Special?
Well, the song, I believe, is 9-0. Is that the number?
Faith just sent in a gif of Ross Geller doing the clapping thing. Okay, Mike. There's Kevin Lytle out there with the Colorado. Ask Kevin where he'd go. Patriots minus 13.5 or the Jets?
Kevin, where are you going? Patriots
Jets. Where would you go, Kevin? Jets cover?
Oh, he's going with the Patriots.
He's going with the Patriots to cover. Okay, channel my powers. My Thursday night crystal ball is here. My Thursday night crystal ball. Help me, Cordell Stewart, please. Help me, Slash. Get me through this. Vrabel says it's all hands on deck. We're ready to go. This isn't a trap game. The Jets are coming off two wins in a row. Justin Fields threw for like 8 yards last week, but he runs a lot and moves a lot. He didn't do much of that last week, though. He had like 30 yards rushing. Are the Jets a dumpster fire? Are they really a dumpster fire? Or is there some kind of belief? Oh my gosh, I'm going crazy here. I don't know where to go. Patriots minus 13.5, or can the Jets cover that? Mike, I'm not even going to say it. Just play it. Here's where I'm going, and I like the cover.
I feel the need for speed. Ow!
You're everyone's problem. That's because every time you go up in the air, you're unsafe.
Unsafe. Speed. That would sound kind of jetty, right? 15. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh. One man to beat, oh. And he's going to score. Oh. 99 yards.
Let's go.
I don't like you because you're dangerous.
That's yes. Right.
I am dangerous.
They are dangerous. They're the Jets. They got nothing to lose.
Isaiah Williams has his seat. Oh, no Williams way. Inside Cleveland territory, and he's going to score.
There's SB300. Go get him, Bev. I'm going for missile lock.
Missile lock. I got Drake May.
Quick hit on the release. Gets it out to Hall. Hall.
Breeze.
Open real estate.
Breeze plans.
Touchdown.
That would help.
He's got missile lock on me. Do I have permission to fire?
Do not fire until fired upon.
Fourth and goal from the one. Hall in the backfield. Fake it. And it's fierce. There it is.
By himself.
I like it. Aaron Glenn. Let's go, Aaron Glenn.
You guys.
I like where you went on that. I thought you might.
You are still dangerous. You can be my wingman anytime. You can be mine.
Yeah. 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 Let's go, Jets. The first three-game winning streak coming up since early 2023. The Jets are going to do it. Justin Fields, you're a running quarterback, which means you can be my wingman anytime, man. Anytime, buddy.
Are you calling the Jets to win outright?
No. I'm taking the points. I'm not taking the Jets to win.
You said first three-game winning streak.
I'm not taking the Jets to win. Well, yeah, that would be cool. I'm just saying it would be cool. But no, I'm taking the 13.5 points, man. I'm up 13.5 to nothing right now, and we haven't even taken the field. So that's how I feel. And that's probably how the Rams would feel if they hire Cordell Stewart as their next head coach. Kevin Lytle's going to come in and talk to us. I'm sure he's got some breaking news. I'm sure it's just a matter of time until we hear that Slash is going to be the head coach of the Colorado State Rams. I don't think he's listening to me. He's just out there. He's researching. He's plotting. All right, coming up next, Kevin Lytle from the Colorado. And Mike, you don't like it, huh? You don't like the Jets to cover?
I could take it or leave it. This is not going to be a fun game.
Oh, it's going to be the best game I've ever seen. It's the best game I've ever seen. It's going to be coming up tonight. And we're going with the Scott Steiner gifts tonight. So look out for Scott Steiner. 33 after the hour. Let's get the latest on the local Sports Flash.
There's only one feeling, like lighting that open sign for the first time. Like deciding whether or not to frame that first dollar. Like knowing every customer by name when they walk through the door. Whether you're starting from scratch or from a century of tradition. Every business deserves a bank that's been growing communities for generations. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Hi, this is Earl Boykins, former Denver Nugget, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Ready to go. Welcome back into The Whole Show. Powered by Chevron, Kevin Lytle set to join me right now here on the program from the Fort Collins,
source?
Coloradoan. And yeah.
Who's your source?
You're my source. Mm. I saw you out there. Well, so I guess I'm
Can't
my
confirm.
Source because I saw you.
Cannot confirm.
Kevin, when does Cordell Stewart, when does he get to Fort Collins, you think?
Yeah, not should be any second now. That was definitely like a super real and legit. And
Slash. Slash. It would be a slash hire, Kevin.
It would be a something hire.
Yeah, I thought I tweeted out that CSU should make a slash hire, but I made a typo. I meant splash hire.
Yeah.
Is what I meant to
do. Funny how that happens.
Yeah. I'll admit, being a diehard fan of Cordell Stewart, like the fanboy in me is like, that's freaking cool. But I also know that he was like a volunteer coach for Georgia Flibbergast or whatever. I don't even know.
Yeah. He's basically cool. Never coached. I mean, it's just laughable that this is why coaching searches are dumb. Like, not the search itself, but the noise that comes around it. Because that is a – if there was something below 0%, that's what chance this would be. His PR firm just reached out to get his name spinning. I know that because they reached out to me.
Ooh.
And said, hey – head coach candidate for CSU, Cordell Stewart, here you go.
So was this the agency that he hired? They reached out to you and said, hey,
just want you
to know this.
Okay, one, he has no experience as a coach. Like, you know, no offense to South Forsyth High School or whatever it is, but 1 year as a volunteer assistant there, I'm not sure qualifies you. And then you throw in the other complicating factor for CSU of he is a University of Colorado legend.
Yeah.
And that would be a bit of a hard sell.
And at the time, I think he broke a record for CU against CSU. I think it was 1992 yards in a game and touchdowns. So,
it's totally laughable. I mean, it's one thing to have some coaches that have some ties to another school. I mean, CSU's interim right now, Tyson Summers, worked for CU for about a year. I think it's just a year, maybe two. We've talked about some other candidates, like a Polisak or whatever, that have some ties to Wyoming. But it's way different when they're, like, a legend there. Like, CU fans wonder why Cordell's name or number isn't retired. He's that level player. So even if he had some qualifications, which, again, he does not, it would make no sense.
But
joke that even became like a talking point.
Josina Anderson, I thought at one point, you know, when she was with ESPN, kind of respect. You could have blew this story wide open, Kevin. You could have ran with this.
Yeah.
You could have ran with this. But he has
Write about it to point out this is the nonsense you hear. A lot of the tweets you're going to see of interested in, you know, that type of phrasing are from their agent because the agent is trying to get their name out. Now, it's silly how it happened. His agency's just doing their job. It's their job to try and circulate his name, see if they can get him hired somewhere. So they got a ton of talk about him. Mm-hmm. Now,
a whole show on it.
Yeah, lot of it was kind of what we're saying now of like no chance, but hey, people are talking about him. So they're just trying to do their job. But I don't like knocking other, you know, reporters or anything, but that's an irresponsible thing to just put out as fact, as if, you know, he's an actual candidate.
All that being said, isn't this kind of a good thing for CSU, though? Like a big name? Like, he is a big name.
I don't think it is.
You don't think it's a good thing?
I don't think it's a bad thing.
But you don't
think
it's
a dumb thing. I don't think it does anything for CSU.
I think it's exciting. I think the fact that it's a big name surrounding.
I don't think it is a big name.
Cordell Stewart?
It's a big name in Colorado. Is Cordell Stewart a huge name nationally?
I think Pittsburgh would have
some. A lot of people know him. Like, I'm not saying people don't know him, but. Like, I grew up watching, and same. I love Cordell Stewart as a player. I don't see any positive that this is for CSU. Like I say, I don't think there's really a negative either. I think it's neutral. I just think it's silly.
I think if you're mid-30s and up, you know Cordell Stewart. You know, if you're below that,
you have
sure.
some awareness. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm different. Like for me, I want juice. I get that there's juice around it. And if CSU hires him, that's one thing. Now we're having a different debate. But the fact that I believe Cordell's a big name in football.
Yeah.
There might be some 20-year-olds that don't know who that is. But I feel like it's a big enough name where, okay, CSU's at least getting talk around. Like Josina Anderson probably doesn't know where Fort Collins is. That's probably the first time she's ever tweeted anything
probably.
Related to, not saying she's the end-all be-all, but she was a pretty good, decent reporter at one point with ESPN. I don't know what she's doing now. I just think it's fascinating. Rather than, you know, Cordell wants to just go be an assistant for CU, a name pops up and it perks my ears.
Yeah, I mean, it's a lot of chatter about it, but for out of nothing. I mean, that's why I say, and maybe some of this is just my selfishness of obviously I'm right in the middle of all of this trying to actually report out actual candidates. So it's annoying when this pops up. But like I say, I think it's neutral. I think it's silly. Well, and that's all. It's not like a horrible, harmful thing. I also don't think it really is a good thing in any big way.
I guess for me, it's kind of a fun thing because this season has been a nightmare.
Yeah.
And so to be able to take a step back and just talk about possibility, and then it brings us to the candidate, you know, the actual candidates and all that. The fact that we can have a little bit of excitement around it makes it. I mean, even our friend Brian Howell's chiming in yesterday, 2 days ago, talking about legitimate candidates he thinks would be interesting. What's his face from Washington? Walters. Is it Walters, Mike, the defensive coordinator?
Oh, yeah, the DC there.
And then Cheverini, he brought both of those guys up.
I don't think there's a chance of Cheverini.
No, and I don't think so either. In fact, I heard from his camp that he said he would not look good in green and gold. And so I just think it's been, we're going to talk about the Jalen Dupree thing. This season has just been awful. And sometimes to just take a step back and have some of that fun stuff. I think it's needed right now. It's just it's been such a miserable season.
Yeah, I guess my counter argument is I don't think that is considered fun stuff for CSU fans. You know, I think they almost took that as a slap in the face of like, there's no darn way we're hiring a CU legend as our coach. So I don't think CSU fans took it as fun. But again,
maybe they need to lighten up. I mean, come on. It's enough.
They've been through the ringer. They've been through the ringer.
It's time to lighten up because it doesn't look like it's, you know, at least for the rest of the season, look like it's going to get any better.
Yeah, I mean, we're definitely at a point like for if you're a CSU fan, you just need news on who the hire is. Like this extended purgatory is rough. Now, I totally get why CSU did it. If they get the guy, this is all worth it. You know, 6 weeks of garbage to make sure you get the right guy would be worth it. But right now, in the middle of it, if you're a CSU fan, this is pretty rough.
Yeah, I guess. And I like to go with what's a fun topic. I mean, we spent, you know, a good hour on the Cordell thing and you know, the text, of course, feeling your side of it. But it was still something to talk about other than we got killed by this team or this team, you know. And that was, to me, it was kind of a distraction for a moment in what every single weekend it just seems like it's getting worse.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, the on-field, certainly, it's just tough to absorb, tough to swallow right now.
Yeah. And this was also an important stretch for Tyson Summers individually. Like you even said to start before his first game as a head coach for CSU or interim head coach, he wasn't coaching for this job, but he was potentially coaching for another job. And 10 points in 2 games so far. How do you feel about, you know, Tyson Summers and what his future looks like, obviously beyond CSU?
Yeah, I mean, I think he's, you know, putting a brave face on it, you know, trying to do the best he can in a pretty impossible situation. When you combine where the team is at, the injury situation, which I know people love being mad about that as an excuse, but it's real. Now you have players leaving. It's human instinct for these players, especially to say, you know, like 3 weeks from now, you know, the portal's going to be open. You know, where are we going to eye there?
Yeah.
I think Summers is doing the best he can. It's an impossible situation. He'll be a defensive coordinator somewhere next year. He's a really sharp mind. We've had some actually really good discussions on his football philosophy, even like coach hiring philosophy as far as how he hires assistants, some of the ways he's trying to teach defense. Really fascinating. I think there's zero doubt he'll be a defensive coordinator somewhere. I don't think he'll be a head coach next year. But I think he's just an impossible situation. I get, you know, some are pretty sour on him, and, you know, that's fine. The results have been terrible, but it's a pretty much winless situation for him.
And it got a little bit worse, too, with Jalen Dupree entering, at least saying he's going to enter the transfer portal when he's able to.
Yeah, and that's... You know, at this point, you had kind of hoped maybe you can hold on to everyone until the end of the year because they can't enter the portal now. It used to be as soon as coach is fired, there's a whatever 15-day window. But now that window doesn't open until the new coach is hired. New coach hired, 5 days basically for them to get to talk to the team, and then the portal opens. So you had hoped, you know, maybe guys will stick around through the end of the year. But Dupree leaves now, you know, just before the New Mexico game, 3 games left. That's obviously an on-the-field blow because he's... What one of their top three players, I would probably say. He's a captain, so that's the second captain to leave during the season. It's tough. I don't love it, but I also can't fully begrudge any player in this situation of deciding to do what they feel is right for them. So certainly on the field, it just hurts CSU even more.
Yeah, we'll continue this conversation. We got Rams Weekly coming up at 2 o'clock today. We'll talk some Colorado State hoops, too. They're 3-0. Nice start to the season for them, so we'll get into that coming up. But let's get to What Did We Learn coming up next. It's the whole show powered by Chevron on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
For Hall of Fame Preps Talk, listen to Coach Speak. Weekdays at 10 at Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Brian Howell, Colorado Buffaloes beat writer for the Buff Zone, and you are listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
The next time you get angry over a bad play, remember you need teamwork to win, not arguments.
Now we know.
And knowing is half the battle.
What do you say? We all had a special day. Now turn to a friend and say what you learned today.
What do we learn today? Very short version. We learned that Kevin is apparently out on the Cordell Stewart idea. Just completely out on that.
Indeed.
Just not even close. So is Michael. So you and Michael actually agree on something for once.
Yeah,
we
usually. That's the case, yeah.
Yeah, he's got logic.
Logically, the guy can throw a football over the mountains. I know he can't do that in the game, but he could teach something.
I think that's against the rules.
He could teach someone to do it.
I mean, CSU's had some quarterbacks sail some passes pretty badly.
There's been a lot of throwing it toward the mountains this year. Rams Weekly coming up. Hey, the Rams basketball team is fun to watch. That's good. They're 3-0. We'll get to that coming up with the Kevin Lytle of the Fort Collins, Colorado. And stick with us. We'll be back.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.